You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Concert with me, Leo Green. This is where we hear the biggest stars in the history of music doing what they do best, which is, of course, performing live in concert. In our last episode of In Concert, we visited New York's Beacon Theatre to hear Willie Nelson, Diana Krall and Elvis Costello. And we start this episode back at the Beacon. Recorded live in 1998, this is Aretha Franklin with a little bit of Mariah Carey joining in as well to get us started in this edition of In Concert here on LGRadio.online. Aretha and Mariah Carey performing at New York's Beacon Theatre as part of the VH1 Divas concert of 1998, getting us going here on In Concert with me, Leo Green, on LGRadio.online. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope all's well with you. We're heading off to New Orleans now to hear a woman from Leeds pay her tribute to the great Fats Domino. This was recorded in 2007. Club Tipitina's, and it's the song that in 1959 became the very first number one record in Ireland, thanks to a version by Elvis, whom we're also going to be hearing in concert a little later. This, though, is Corinne Bailey Rae paying her respects to Fats Domino live in New Orleans.
Don't call my name. It makes me feel so ashamed.
Maureen Bailey Ray live in concert here on lgradio.online. Don't forget, I'd love to hear from you, so if there's any live versions of your favourite songs you'd like to hear, please do drop me a line, either via the message board on the website or via the email, and the address is info@lgradio.online. Las Vegas is our next stop, and after Frank Sinatra and his friends, the other artist forever synonymous with the town is Elvis Presley. He spent 7 years performing an astonishing 636 sold-out shows. By the way, not the 837 quoted on a shiny plaque in Vegas, which was subject to a little numerical creativity from Colonel Parker, Elvis's mathematically challenged manager. Now, the schedule there was intense, and at one point, Elvis performed 57 consecutive shows in just 29 days. Now, to keep things fresh, Elvis was always adding new songs to the act. And over a couple of extraordinary days in February of 1970, he recorded live a selection of songs that, well, looking back now, we can see it perfectly holds up a mirror to what was around in the charts at that time by other artists. He recorded versions of CeCe Ryder, Sweet Caroline, The Wonder of You, Proud Mary, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, Let It Be, and also this.
Oh, please release me, let me go.
Elvis live in concert, borrowing one of Engelbert's classics. We're off to California now, here on In Concert with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online, to a small 400-seat theatre called the Ebony Theatre. One night in April of 1987, B.B. King assembled a few friends to record and film a live album, and the results were stunning. It's still one of the most exciting live albums around. Some of his friends that night included Dr. John, Gladys Knight, Etta James, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, Chaka Khan, all with Phil Collins on drums. And on this blues classic, an emotionally drenched, heart-wrenching vocal from Billy Ocean.
When something's wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. And if she then I know that I must feel that same old misery.
Billy Ocean and Chaka Khan letting rip with B.B. King live in Los Angeles in concert in 1987 here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Now, before that song, we were at the Hilton in Las Vegas hearing what Elvis was up to. Let's just pop back to the desert, to the Sands Hotel, almost a decade before that, and hear a very relaxed sounding Mr. Sinatra, even adding some of his own lyrics on the spot, once again showing us gloriously how an artist's live performance often differed so much from the stricter and more regimented studio output.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. And it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind when you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. And it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart. I forgot the next line, 'cause it's been a long time since I was young at heart. And if you should survive to 105. Think of all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you had a head start when you are among the very young at heart.
Frank Sinatra in concert at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas in 1961. And that almost concludes this episode of In Concert here on LGRadio.online. I've chosen this one to finish with because, well, I can't imagine what we could possibly follow it with, because such is the heightened levels of explosive excitement captured in this amazing live recording from the Whiskey A Go-Go Club in 1961 from Otis Redding.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I have tried. I'm riding in my thunder, and a man comes on the radio. He keep telling me more and more about that useless information. He's trying to mess up my imagination, and I can't give it no, oh no, I can't give it no. Hey, I just got to, we got the groove, we gotta have it, got to keep on rocking and rolling. We gotta have it, Lord. Keep on grooving, baby. Oh, no, now, baby, yeah. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no.
Otis Redding in Hollywood's Whiskey A Go-Go Club, finishing up our business for this edition of In Concert here on LGRadio.online. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.